This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 18th. Okay, so just to set the stage, the Russell 2000 stocks got hit with profit taking yesterday after running up 11.5% in the previous six trading days. Looks like Russell's going to open a little lower this morning. But the big news yesterday was the semiconductor stocks. And a lot of them were getting spanked, for lack of a better word. But today you're going to see them all reverse because Taiwan Semiconductor, which makes chips for Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA, announced that its second quarter sales surged 40%. Analysts were expecting a 35.5% increase. And sales are now running at the fastest pace since 2022. And it also provided very strong guidance for 2024. Now, the company's sales of high-performance computing chips for artificial intelligence, they rose 52% in the second quarter. So the bottom line is Taiwan Semiconductor is going to reignite the entire semiconductor industry. And so you'll see things like NVIDIA Supermicro gap up this morning. Now, we do not recommend Taiwan Semiconductor, okay? But it is an industry leader, and it does make the latest and greatest chips for a lot of those companies I mentioned. Okay, so the other thing that's going on is that when we had this rotation in the small cap, they were hitting anything that earned money this year and had great performance. So that would be stocks like Costco. That would be the drug companies, Lilly, Novo Nordisk, Elf Beauty, all examples of stocks were getting hit. Well, this morning, Elf's about to gap up. And another one that's going to gap up is Eli Lilly. So what's going on with Lilly is competition's coming for the weight loss drugs. Roche is working on a drug. Pfizer might eventually get in the business. So eventually we might have several weight loss drugs that we could take when we go to the doctor. Now, just so you know, this has no immediate impact to Eli Lilly or Novo Nordisk because they're already ahead of everybody. They've got a good reputation. They started with the shots, now they're going to pills. And that's going to just make the weight loss drug growth more widespread. But competition is coming, so some of the drug stocks got hit yesterday. So it's all about buying stocks on dips, selling them in the strength. There are these natural oscillations going on out there. And the bottom line is we should take advantage of those dips when we have a chance. And we can also, of course, sell on the strength if we want to exit any stock. So that's kind of what's going on. So now today's the last day of the Republican convention. Trump will speak tonight. There'll be other entertaining speakers like Tucker Carlson, things like that. I think he's on the agenda. But I do want you to know that there's a lot of stuff going on the Democratic Party because a lot of the leaders are now calling for Biden to resign and the Congress delayed a procedural shift. They were supposed to nominate him and they didn't do it yesterday. So people like Adam Schiff are telling him to resign, as is apparently Schumer, Pelosi, I can go down the list. So we'll see what Joe does. You know, he's got COVID now. He had to come back home, leave the campaign trail. It's a little late to replace him, you know, you know, they might replace him, okay? And that might re-energize things a bit, depending on the candidate. So this seems to be a very undemocratic process, whatever they're talking about doing. Obviously, Kamala would like to lead the ticket, but she doesn't pull well, so we'll see what they do. They're really worried about low turnout in the presidential election on the Democratic side, and that would hurt a lot of the congressional races. So that's the real panic that's set in the party. Otherwise, not too much else going on is it's just all about earnings. And right now we're running 9.3% estimated earnings for the S&P, up from 8.8% last week. And the companies that beat will go higher. It does look like the economy is trying to recover. And the last comment I'd have is you might notice that crude oil prices were up a lot yesterday. And that's because those boreal forest fires in Alberta reignited. You know, you get lightning, it hits the forest floor and it burns. And what happens in Alberta and Siberia, the forest floors are full of peat. So when they start to burn, they don't go out. They can smolder for days and wind can kick up a new fire. And so the boreal forest fires are about 25% of carbon dioxide emissions worldwide. So that is curtailed production at Suncor Energy. It's again not a stock we recommend, but it has curtailed production up there. The EIA came in and reported that we had another drop in crude oil inventories for the third week in a row. That's the Energy Information Administration. And we're running about 5% below where we're supposed to. And then, of course, the Houthis are still disrupting traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. So crude oil prices are going to remain relatively high through the summer months. And then they'll start to meander lower in the fall. If Trump gets reelected and they drill, they could really, they might meander further lower. But we'll see. The bottom line is I like to have energy stocks. With the tech stocks, is when one zigs, one zags. Had you had energy stocks yesterday, your portfolio would have been a lot more stable. You know, as the tech stocks were hit with profit taking. So you got to have a balanced mix out there, and that's that. So with that said, hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. We did also have weekly unemployment claims up a bit. That'll get the Fed's attention. The ECB did not cut rates today, but they might cut next month. So maybe they'll go every other month. And so we're watching rates around the world. But right now, the 10-year Treasury is about 4.17, and that's pretty low. And it might go lower in the upcoming months. And that, of course, just forces the Fed to cut. So we are going to get a very, very a good PCE inflation indicator at the end of the month. And that might coax the Fed to cut rates sooner than later. But we're going to have a very dovish FOMC statement on July 31st that should help spark a nice market rally. So that's all that's going on. Hang in there, everybody. It's gotten volatile, but at least we're headed higher today. Take care.